Ye Shall Receive Power, December 15. Nothing More Invincible. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian life is a life of constant conflict. It is a battle and a march. Every act of obedience, every deed of self-denial, every trial bravely endured, every temptation resisted, every victory gained, is a step forward in the march to eternal triumph. There is hope for man. Christ says, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne." But let us never forget that the efforts we make in our own strength are utterly worthless. Our strength is weakness, our judgment, foolishness. Only in the name and strength of our conqueror can we conquer. When we are pressed with temptation, when unchristlike desires clamor for the mastery, let us offer fervent, importunate prayer to the Heavenly Father, in the name of Christ. This will bring divine aid. In the Redeemer's name, we may gain the victory. As, seeing the sinfulness of sin, we fall helpless before the cross, asking forgiveness and strength, our prayer is heard and answered. Those who present their petitions to God in Christ's name will never be turned away. The Lord says, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." He will regard the prayer of the destitute. Our help comes from him who holds all things in his hands. The peace that he sends is the assurance of his love to us. Nothing can be more helpless and yet more invincible than the soul that feels its nothingness and relies wholly upon the merits of a crucified and risen Savior. God would send every angel in heaven to the aid of the one who places his whole dependence on Christ, rather than allow him to be overcome. If we accept Christ as our guide, he will lead us safely along the narrow way. The road may be rough and thorny, and the ascent steep and dangerous. There may be pitfalls on the right hand and on the left. When weary and longing for rest, we may have to toil on. When faint, we may have to fight. But with Christ as our guide, we shall not fail of reaching heaven.